Hare Krishna. Question is guru and disciple relationship eternal? Do both have same rasa in the spiritual world? Answer is, might not be. Also, the guru is not always nitya siddha and can be an advanced sadhaka also. In that case, if he doesn't perfect in this life, then he has to come back. And similarly, if the disciple doesn't perfect, then he has to come back also. In this case, both have to accept guru in next life. So the assumption that the guru-disciple relationship is eternal is obviously not true. What is eternal is that we will always accept a guru when we are in the material world and assist an associate of the Lord when we are in the spiritual world. So what is eternal is our relationship as a disciple with the Guru Tattva that is represented by Balaram or Lord Nityananda. In Guru prayers written by Narottam Das Thakur, he mentions Janme Janme Prabhu Sahe as an offering to his Guru Loknath Goswami. But please note that their relationship is already eternal and they are in the same rasa. Narottam Das Thakur in his Swarupa of Champak Manjari eternally serves Loknath Goswami in his Swarupa as Manjulali or Leela Manjari. That's why their relationship is truly eternal. Also note that in the process of Siddha Pranali, the Guru provides Ekadash Bhav, which is 11 bodily identification of one's Siddha Deha, to his disciple. So both the Guru and disciple naturally have the same rasa, and the disciple assists Guru in their original Swarupa also in Goloka. So it's assumed that the relationship will be eternal when we follow the process of Siddha Pranali. However, in ISKCON, we don't follow this method, and Srila Prabhupada put more emphasis on the implementation of Harinam Sankirtan and always mentioned that the holy name will reveal our identity in spiritual world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur also emphasized this more. Srila Prabhupada said that in the Sampradaya of Lord Chaitanya, the devotees are generally in Madhurya Ras, but can also be in Vatsalya or Sakya Bhav. And he didn't say that they were all in Madhurya Bhav. We also see this in Gaur Leela, where different devotees from different rasas and devotees of Vishnu also participated in Gaur Leela. Since ISKCON is a preaching movement and the main emphasis and focus is on distributing holy name, we don't focus on this aspect of our relationship with Guru. So as a Guru and disciple, can have different rasas in Goloka or the spiritual world, but the disciple can still take instruction from Guru who is representing Prabhupada, and similarly all other Gurus in ISKCON also represent Prabhupada. So the guidance one will receive from any Guru will be the same for anyone with regards to preaching and sadhana. When we dedicate ourselves to the preaching the glories of the holy name, then through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the holy name reveals all details. One time a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada about Siddha Deha, and Srila Prabhupada said, when the time comes, everything will be revealed to you from a transcendental platform. So one should only focus to please one's Gurujan by following them and assist them in preaching and spreading the holy name, and then everything will be taken care of. Thank you. Hare Krishna.